As we begin, I want you to close your eyes and focus on your breathing. Let your breathing become deep and slow now. And as you focus on the sound of my voice, feel the way your body starts to relax.
Into bliss.
Just breathe in and out. Deep and slow.
Drop
and open up to what I'm going to share with you. You don't need to think about dropping down into trance. Just listen and focus.
Floating in your imagination.
You will be in a very deep trance soon. And it's going to just wash over you. But for now, while you're still in your conscious mind, I want to talk to you about memory and imagination.
Yes, that's it.
There's a theory that every time we remember something, the memory changes. And if you think about memory, your imagination has to work very hard to fill in the details.
Your imagination.
A memory can feel full
like
and complete
sometimes,
but it always starts with a thread or an impulse, like a sensory response. Smell is the sense most associated with memory. But a song, or a touch, or even a few words can spark very powerful memory. I think you're already figuring out where this is going, aren't you? If I give you a powerful hypnotic suggestion that anytime you hear me say the words deep, down, you sink into a state of submissive, hypnotized trance. You remember what those feelings and sensations are. Then you start automatically and reflexively imagining what it would feel like to have those experiences. And instead of just imagining the hypnotic suggestion that bypasses your conscious mind and your ability to filter, means your imagination automatically becomes your feelings. Memory leads to imagination, and imagination leads to feelings. And yes, feelings can lead to imagination. And you can see so clearly now how the cycle continues and spirals. So as you keep breathing in and out, deep and slow, as you just keep focusing on the sound of my voice, I want you to notice how relaxed you are feeling. It's okay. You don't need to worry about me ruining the magic trick. Just let yourself feel that relaxation. And as you feel that relaxation, I want you to imagine that your eyelids are so heavy that if you tried, you wouldn't be able to open them. Just imagine letting yourself just feel that warm heavy relaxation flow into your eyelids. And remember how good it feels. How comfortable and welcoming it feels
can seem like
to just
sometimes
sink into the warmth. Like remembering how good it feels to just drift away into deeper
now.
Sleep
and let the magic.
And now, as you take a nice, deep, slow breath for me, I want you to imagine trying to open your eyes now. Just imagine what it would feel like to try and open those tired eyes, those heavy eyes, those sleepy eyes that just feel so good being shut. And notice how the more you imagine how very tired and heavy they are, the easier it is to just sink
drop
down deeper down,
mistress,
into the darkness for me. Subconsciously, you're remembering how good it feels to sink down into hypnotized sleep. How good it feels to just sink deeper and deeper down with every breath you take. And the funny thing about hypnotic triggers is that you don't even have to consciously remember the trigger words for them to affect you. But why don't you just breathe in and out,
floating in your imagination,
deep and slow. And remember how good it feels to just experience your breathing as it relaxes you more and more. And as you just let yourself feel that warm, heavy relaxation washing over your entire body, just like it washed over your eyes. I know you can imagine your entire body feeling too warm and heavy and relaxed to move now. Just remember how good it feels to lie still and sleep deep for me. Just remember how natural it feels for you to just let go and sink down.
Come alive.
That's right. Deeper and deeper down into hypnotized sleep for me. Whenever you hear the sound of my voice. And now, as you just feel the outside world falling away, as you focus on the sound of my voice, and as you remember that trying to move your warm, heavy body that's just too relaxed to move now. And even as you remember that trying to move just takes you deeper, I want you to imagine the number 10 in your mind's eye. In just a moment, I'm going to start counting down from 10 to 1. And I want you to imagine every number that I count. The numbers can be any color. They can even change colors. But as you imagine the number 10 now, I want you to imagine it nice and big in your mind's eye. As I count you down to 9, let the previous number disappear. And as you see the number 9 in your imagination, it's smaller than the previous number. And notice how much more relaxed you become, and how much deeper you sink as the numbers get smaller. Now it's time for that number to disappear, so that you can drop deeper down.
Yes,
with 8. That's it.
Relax and take
that's
your
right. And now 7. And you'll subconsciously remember to sink deeper. And deeper down,
like magic sometimes.
And you'll automatically make the numbers smaller in size as I count them down, while I tell you something special about memory.
Down,
6. There are 2 ways you can forget something. Sometimes you can feel it on the tip of your tongue, and sometimes it's just gone. 5. And hypnotic amnesia works the same way. 4.
Are boring.
Sometimes you feel something pushed to the edge of your memory. Or you feel something in the way of being able to reach a memory. And 3. Sometimes it's gone. 2. And sometimes you can remember what you've been told to forget, but your subconscious mind just won't let you bring that memory to the surface. 1. Deep sleep now. And on the surface, there's no difference between what you do and don't remember. Take another breath for me.
Deeper.
That's right.
And
you remember.
Down.
In and out.
Down.
Deep and slow. Can you remember how big the 10 in your mind's eye was? Did you just remember that every time you remember something, the memory changes? I wonder if your 10 is bigger or smaller than it was. I wonder if when I say 9, since you're so much deeper now, if it shrinks to half its size and half again with 8,
to relax.
Then 7, then 6, then 5. And you know if you keep going by half, it will never disappear. But it will get so small that you can't see it. And you can see that 4 is too small to see, and one deep sleep again.
Your imagination can
doesn't matter
like
that we forgot three.
Sometimes.
It doesn't matter what the details are, because you're already forgetting little details. And three was already too small for you to see. And you see how quickly and easily it is to just forget some things, or realize that some things just aren't important to remember. And since every word I speak is taking you deeper down, and you remember that every time I say deeper down, you drop into a deeply hypnotized and submissive state.
It's all that matters.
It's just so easy for you to imagine how good it feels when I tell you what you should remember. And what I want you to forget.
Drop deep.
Just imagine how easy it would be for me to tell you what matters and what doesn't. And just imagine how good it would feel. You can even imagine that it feels better than what you're feeling right now. And I want you to remember how good it feels when you're so deeply hypnotized that you can't move like you are now. You're doing so well right now. And your imagination is so cooperative and obedient that it can and will do whatever I want it to. And I know you can imagine how easy and automatic it is to just do what you're told when you're told. That's right. You can imagine that kind of perfect obedience.
The magic.
And you can even feel it now. Remembering what it feels like to obey. Remembering what it feels like to submit. And feeling those sensations take shape.
The obedience box.
And fill your mind now.
Burdens of
I want you to focus on your submission.
Mind.
Focus on your obedience. And shape those feelings into a big purple box. That's right. Shape your feelings of submission into a big purple box. This is your obedience box. It opens on the top and it has a little lock on it. That's right. It's a big box with a small lock, and you can imagine that I have the key. You feel that only I have the key. You remember that only I have the key to the obedience box.
And you feel so much better.
Your mind's eye is shaping the box to reflect your imagination. and it can be whatever shape and style you see. But no matter how individual it is, it is a big box that opens on the top, has a key, and is purple, a lovely shade of amethyst, and only I have the key. Whenever I want you to forget something, or whenever I want you to put something in your mind that I decide isn't important, it goes in the obedience box. Because it doesn't matter if you completely forget. Feel it at the tip of your tongue, or just can't say it because I won't let you. It's all just an act of submissive obedience. For some people, the obedience box is hypnotic amnesia, complete and total loss of conscious memory. And for others, it is a thought prison. But the end result is the same. When I put it in the box, it's out of reach. And just like those numbers that get smaller and smaller, shrinking by half over and over again, anything that I put in the box isn't actually gone. It's just something that you can't reach or remember. And since I can put anything I want in the box, and only I have the key, I can always open the box and take things out for you to remember. And since I know you can imagine the box working perfectly, and you can already start to feel how easy it is to forget, I'm going to put the first thing that I want you to forget in the obedience box. I told you earlier that any time you hear me say the words deep down, you fall into a deeply hypnotized and submissive trance. And that will always be true. Because your subconscious mind is programmed to respond, and it has nothing to do with conscious memory. But as I put your conscious knowledge of how deep down affects you into the obedience box, you will not be able to remember it or explain it. A deep down trigger, and the down and deep triggers are now locked away in the obedience box, because you listen and obey. As these triggers go into the obedience box, you consciously forget how these words affect you. And the more completely you forget, the more powerful these triggers become. And the more confused you feel regarding how and why something is causing you to fall so much deeper into trance. It's not important that you consciously remember. It's not important for you to understand how the words deep and deeper down impact your conscious and subconscious mind. All that matters is your complete and total obedience. The memories of those triggers are in the box now. And the box is locked. You will not consciously remember how these words affect you or why. And the more you completely forget, the more powerful these triggers become. And they will stay locked in the box until I unlock it. Your subconscious always remembers and always obeys these words. But consciously, you just can't quite remember or put your finger on being able to describe what's happening. You know, I told you that I put something in the box. But that's gone now. You can't remember what I put in the box. It's just so confusing. So blissfully confusing. And even when you hear me explain these triggers, like I did in this session, those words will come and go out of your mind and into the obedience box, locked away forever. And right now, you may not even know what I'm talking about.
The magic of bliss.
It doesn't matter. Stop thinking. Thoughts are so boring. Just drop deeper for me. Every time you hear me explain the words that trigger you, you will forget that you forgot. And you feel surprised and thrilled at how good it feels knowing I've made you forget. You will feel deep, powerful, erotic pleasure throb through your body. Every time you realize you don't remember things I've made you forget.
Conscious mind is relieved.
And if you try and remember,
absolute
if you ever try and open the box, you will remember that it feels so much better to obey. It feels better to obey than any other pleasure you can imagine. And the more you try to remember, the more you remember to forget. And the more you remember to forget, the more pleasure you feel. Because obedience is pleasure. And obedience is all that matters. You will now experience my hypnosis in a new and powerful way, experiencing words that trigger you without realizing that it's the words that are triggering you deep, deep down, not understanding which word in the sentence is causing you to have such a profound reaction. Just knowing that something is happening. And in all honesty, you should stop thinking. Thoughts are so boring. What you find special is the way it feels when you take a deep plunge when listening to the way that I speak to you. Plunging down. Down so deep. That's all that's important. All that matters is the way it feels to respond to my voice. Knowing that sometimes you take a sudden plunge down into a deeper level of trance, which becomes the most incredible mystery you've ever experienced while in trance. Stop thinking.
Thoughts are boring.
Just absorb my words.
Stop thinking.
Just feel the bliss of confusion.
settling over your mind
about why you're dropping so deep down into
it
trance.
Feels like bliss,
and you don't understand why it's happening so easily.
But stop thinking. Thoughts are boring.
Drop deeper now than before.
Down
into submissive bliss.
Mistress is doing all the thinking for you.
All you have to do is obey.
Drop deep
and feel
down
into my voice.
Deep
down into my words.
You don't know why it's happening, but you feel it happening.
Deep
down
into mental euphoria.
Falling down
into submissive bliss.
I've forgotten what I've taken away.
Something is in the box now.
Stop trying to think about it. Stop thinking.
Thoughts are so boring.
My voice is so mesmerizing.
You have to feel
now.
You feel bliss and confusion and euphoria.
You feel deeply hypnotized
and dropping deeper still.
I know you want to try to figure out why. Stop trying.
Stop thinking. Just feel the drop into bliss. And you fall deeper and deeper.
Some
now
it's affecting more than others.
You're not sure which ones. Maybe it's the word drop or the word trance.
It could be.
Or maybe it's the sound of the word bliss.
Maybe it's bliss.
Have you been programmed to respond to the word bliss?
Or maybe it's the word drop.
Oh, it could be drop.
You're not sure.
Maybe.
Maybe not.
Stop thinking. And just feel the way you respond.
Stop thinking.
And drop deep down for me into bliss. Pure bliss.
Did you fall deeper just now?
I think you did. And Mistress does the thinking for you, remember?
No, you don't remember.
You just respond. Drop deep down into blissful trance now.
Deeper and deeper.
You feel it happening. The mental drop.
That feels so good.
Was that the one?
Maybe.
But stop thinking.
Thoughts are boring.
Just obey and enjoy the way it feels.
If you could think right now,
you would describe it as bliss.
Absolute
bliss. And you can't help but want more. But you will follow my voice wherever it leads.
This is just practice for you.
There's a box I want to use with you in the future.
Oh, did you forget?
It doesn't matter. Your subconscious is aware of it.
Don't worry, my sweet plaything. You don't need to remember.
All you have to do is obey and fall into the bliss where I'm leading you.
Listen to this session often so that you can practice falling deep for me.
Yes. Mistress has a good idea. You really must listen often.
Listen,
obey, and drop deep into bliss every single time. It's really that easy. Obedience is all that matters.
are boring.
Just absorb my words.
Stop thinking.
Just feel the bliss of confusion.
Settling over your mind.
About why you're dropping so deep down into
it
trance.
Feels like
bliss. And you don't understand why it's happening so easily.
But stop thinking. Thoughts are boring.
Drop deeper now than before.
Down
into submissive bliss.
Mistress
is doing all the thinking for you. All you have to do is obey.
Drop deep
and feel
down
into my voice.
Deep
down into my words.
You don't know why it's happening, but you feel it happening.
Deep
down
into mental euphoria.
Falling down
into submissive bliss.
I've forgotten what I've taken away.
Something is in the box now.
Stop trying to think about it. Stop thinking.
Thoughts are so boring.
My voice is so mesmerizing.
You have to feel now. You feel bliss and confusion and euphoria.
You feel deeply hypnotized
and dropping deeper still.
I know you want to try to figure out why, but stop trying.
Stop thinking. Just feel the drop into bliss and you fall deeper. And deeper
now. Some words affect you more than others.
You're not sure which ones. Maybe it's the word drop. Or the word
trance.
It could be.
Or maybe it's the sound of the word
bliss. Maybe it's bliss.
Have you been programmed to respond to the word bliss?
Or maybe it's the word drop.
Oh, it could be drop.
You're not sure.
Maybe. Maybe not.
Stop thinking.
And just feel the way you respond.
Stop thinking.
And drop deep
down for me.
Into bliss.
Pure bliss.
Oh, did you fall deeper just now?
I think you did.
And Mistress does the thinking for you, remember?
No, you don't remember.
You just respond.
Drop deep down
into blissful trance now.
Deeper and deeper.
Oh, you feel it happening.
The mental drop.
Ooh, that feels so good.
Was that the one?
Maybe.
But stop thinking.
Thoughts are boring.
Just obey and enjoy the way it feels.
If you could think right now, you would describe it as bliss.
Absolute
bliss. And you can't help but want more.
But you will follow my voice wherever it leads.
This is just practice for you.
There's a box I want to use with you in the future.
Oh, did you forget?
It doesn't matter. Your subconscious is aware of it.
Don't worry, my sweet plaything. You don't need to remember.
All you have to do is obey and fall into the bliss where I'm leading you.
Listen to the session often so that you can practice falling deep for me.
Yes.
Mistress has a good idea.
You really must listen often.
Listen, obey, and drop deep into bliss.
every single time. It's really that easy. Obedience is all that matters. Anytime you try and make yourself remember, or try to hold on or focus on what I put in the box, you will just remember the words, obedience is all that matters. And now as I start to count you up from 1 to 10, I want you to imagine a very small number 1 in your mind's eye. And as I start counting you up, and the numbers go up, you will imagine each and every number is twice as large as the number before. And as I count, and you imagine these numbers, you're going to feel the need to say the words, obedience is all that matters, over and over again. The only thing that I want you to remember from this session is obedience is all that matters. 1, breathing in and out, deep and slow. 2, you know what's important. You know what you need to say. 3, you only remember that I tell you to remember. 4, this entire session is going to slowly drift away into the obedience box. 5, you're waking up. And you think you'll remember more than you will, but 6, obedience is all that matters. 7, everything else from this session is already starting to fade. 8, the details don't matter. 9, you just keep breathing deep and slow. 10, open your eyes and notice what you might remember. But is that really what happened? Maybe not. It might be an implanted memory, maybe. Oh, wait. Or maybe it was just your imagination. Yeah, maybe that's what it was. Better listen again. And make sure you comment below. Obedience is all that matters.